This I Believe. Dr. Hallowell Davis is Director of Research at the Central Institute for the Deaf and Professor at the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, Missouri. As a leading expert in neurophysiology and hearing, he is prominent in a number of professional societies. His work is highly specialized and technical, but now Dr. Hallowell Davis states his creed in terms that the layman can easily understand.
I speak as a scientist. I believe in man. I believe in man as a part of nature. Nature includes the physical universe, the life of plants and animals and man, and also the mind and thoughts of man. I believe in nature's laws, impersonal and merciless, but reliable. I believe that man can learn enough of nature's laws to shape his destiny, but nevertheless his destiny must remain within the bounds of nature's laws. It is man's fate to struggle for existence with other living things and with himself. It is man's privilege to rule this planet for many millions of years, if he is able. The survival of mankind is the yardstick by which I measure good and bad. The struggle for existence is not easy, nor can I be sure we will succeed. I believe that man is on his own. He can learn to control and use some of nature's forces, and perhaps even to control himself. But I also believe that man may fail, and may destroy civilization and possibly even life itself by his own acts. So I believe it is my duty and privilege to learn what more I can about the ways of nature and of man. It is not only enough to learn. New knowledge must be shared if it is to help mankind. Here, I believe, is our immortality, what we teach to those who follow us. There are also ways of life that I believe are good. They are not taught by word of mouth alone, but also by example. Everyone has his own list, I am sure, but here is mine. I believe in the integrity of speech. Let thy yea be yea, and thy nay be nay. I believe in tolerance, in freedom of thought and speech, and in the golden rule. These rules begin at home, but should also extend to national laws and policies. I believe in respect for law, but this assumes, of course, that man-made laws must contain within themselves the rules for lawful change. Readiness for change is fully as important as respect for law and tradition. Conditions change. Evolution is part of nature's law. I believe in patience. Evolution is slow. Individuals change only a little. Young liberals become moderate conservatives. Extremists do not change, but fortunately they fade away. I believe deeply in the brotherhood of man, of all mankind. I do not like the alternative theory of a master race or master class. When I speak of the survival of the human race, I mean the entire human race, not only the yellow, the brown, the black, or the white. But I also believe that the human race cannot continue to increase and multiply indefinitely. And I see great danger that the struggle for subsistence will set race against race and nation against nation in a series of wars to the death. Here, I believe, lies the greatest challenge of the future. Can mankind realize the ideals of tolerance and cooperation at the racial and national level? And can control of the world's population be achieved without recurring war, pestilence, and famine? Frankly, I believe that the chances are poor in our era. It may happen after the next great glacier has come and gone, or it may never happen. But this I believe, and believe with all my heart. It is possible that it can happen, and that our efforts today and the examples of our lives can make it more likely. On this possibility, I stake my faith. I still believe in man.
That was Dr. Hallowell Davis of St. Louis, Missouri. He is Director of Research at the Central Institute for the Deaf.